We do gather in the precious name of Almighty Yahweh in the power and the strength of His HaMashiach, Yahshua the Lamb. And as we enter here in the bayit of our great Almighty Abba, we bow ourselves before You, Almighty Yah, that You would pour out Your Ruach among Yisrael. And as we prepare our minds and our levim for the hearing of the word of Yah, that we may be certain that the shofar of Yah sounds unto Yisrael. Lift your hands and shout hallelujah.
Yahweh, hallelujah.
Come on, Israel,
hallelujah,
and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Israel, hallelujah.
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 For we delight in the blessed assurance you have granted unto Israel. This Shabbat, we shall have Shabbat rest of comfort and delight. Yahshua HaMashiach. We know that He is our Yashak, the power of Yah to save all Yisrael. So we delight in the power of this Emat. Touch Yisrael's garage throughout the nations of the world. Regain, strengthen Sister Hawkins there and all of our brothers and sisters of the Bindim, the gathering there. Mother Bynum and those that are in Miami, we pray for all of them. Brother Michael, Sister Michaela, Brother Alex, strengthen them all. We do pray and ask. And Brother Paul Nisan and Shaul, bless you mightily, I pray. Yahshua's mighty name. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your friend and say shalom. My Ak, my Isha, my sister, may Yah barak you today in Yahshua, Torah, Rabona, Yahshua, Yah barak you. You may be seated. Torah, Rabona, Yahshua, thank you very much, Yahshua. So we do barak Him today, and we are exceedingly glad. The visitation of the Most High, you will know that He is in the midst. Yisrael, when His Mishpatim is expressed among the people that act so heathenly, reject and despise the imats of Almighty Yah. So I take delight in Yahshua the Lamb, in all things, whatever it may be. We do give Torah unto Yah, for we know all things work according to His counsel. Nothing according to your counsel, but according to His counsel. All things work according to the counsel of the Most High. And understanding that, we ought to delight in Yahshua. We ought to give Him a great reverence of Torah. For we know that He has delivered unto Israel the power of victorious life, the revelation of Almighty Yah, and in the strength of His truth. This is a generation that is very emotional. It has very little strength. The reason why? Because the men are effeminate men. I said to the brothers yesterday as we were picking the okra, removing the excess leaves, it's Deacon Horn and Brother Patrick, as we journeyed up the road for breakfast, I said to them, and I know what I say when I talk. Do you understand? I know what I want to convey to the brothers. Do you understand? I said to them, I said, it was just purely amazing how the little hearts of the children, as we built them that little sandbox, that they were so ecstatic and they delighted in it. Because of their appreciation, And to show that kind of fervor of appreciation, I said it did something to me. And if they could show that kind of appreciation for San, for Bucks, then what ought we ought to show the appreciation to Yahweh for all that He does. And I said, because of that kind of appreciation, we shall build them a larger box. They will have ample room to do their little thing in their sandbox. You understand, when we Torah Yah, when there is not the superficial reaction, but it is an action of truth and purity. Not this false, wicked, corrupt reaction. But I am talking about that which is sincere, the expression of their countenance. Pastor Roberts, Torah is so much for the sandbox. Well, of course, that will humble the love of Yah. When we show our appreciation toward the effectiveness of the works of Yahshua that has been wrought or worked in Israel. This generation, it is not a friend of Yah. It is an enemy. It does not talk to Yahweh face to face. Because Yahshua is the Tomin, or the face, the expression of the Abba. And you will never talk to Him face to face unless the word of Yah talks to you. So this is a generation that will not receive the appreciation or the acceptance of Yah, even as He talks to a corrupt generation that is void of the knowledge and the power of Yahshua. So I said that to my brothers, because I do not want them to operate in an effeminate spirit, in an awal. As I said to Deacon Horn as he came into my house yesterday, and of course, my mind is always engaging in Scripture all the time. That's just the truth. It is always looking for the nuances, always trying to understand. For a wise man, he is always corrected by the things that he does. And those things corrects him, and he becomes wiser. His understanding flourishes. His understanding matures. And so with a wise man, he doesn't despise any corrections of Almighty Yah. So I spoke to my brothers concerning this, that they will not have this kind of an effeminate spirit. What is an effeminate spirit? It is one, brothers and sisters, as I said to Deacon Horn, as I was trying to get the depths of that scripture as Shaul wrote under to Korinah to warn them that those that are of an effeminate nature, they will not enter into the kingdom. Now I'm saying this because as we were laboring yesterday, I said to young brother Patrick, I said, the first thing you do when there is an order, you always organize. That is the first priority of business. You organize. You do that, you do this, you do that. Because when one is love to oneself, nothing will get accomplished. And that is the truth. These brothers on the job, I know that. Because I've heard Brother Dolphus, Deacon Horn, we have talked. And the first thing they do, Brother James, they organize. What will it take to take this down? And so they are very scrupulous, not unscrupulous, but very scrupulous. Paying attention to every detail, what is going to take, what kind of labor. And then they began to embark because they have organized. So they will say, not that saw, but this one. Put that back. Don't need that. I need you to watch this and to do that. So the first priority of business is organization. When a man's life is not organized, when there is this, putrefied laziness, and that is what it entails. That is what an effeminate spirit is. It is laziness when it comes to the things of Yah. It is a mind of mischief that will not adhere to the counsel and the principles of Almighty Yah. It is a cunning, deceived mind. And it works in the carnality or the carnality of cunningness of one's own flesh. And so I say this to my brothers, that their order will be ordered by the steps or the order of Yah, and not by some wicked device or devices that cause them to abandon the Torah of Yah. When a man abandons the Torah of Yah, he's an effeminate man. And so no effeminate man, I want to read this because I want to show us the Yirah, or the friendship of Yah, the Re'ah, that we are friends. And any man that is a friend of the world, he is an enemy of Yah. And Yah gives us wise counsel. We must have men to speak to us wise counsel. And they must speak unto us the word of Yah. What we have had to rule today are men that are effeminate, men that are lazy when it comes to the instructions of Yah. When Yah commands a man to Torah and to Shonah, to worship Him in the beauty of Yahshua, and there is no energy for that, that's an effeminate man. He's an effeminate. He has gone away from the cares of Yah to these cares of his own crop, weak, wicked flesh. They shall not inherit the kingdom. No effeminate man is going to inherit the kingdom. You can reject it. You can reject it all you want to. A man of strength, he has the character and the brilliancy of Yahshua. That's why Yah tells us to consider him. He did not act silly. He was not juvenile. He was not grinning and skidding. He was not about frivolity and folly. And he certainly wasn't lazy at all. And he was not an effeminate man. So when you find a man that has a love for the laziness of life, that's an effeminate man. When there's not an energized energy for the things of Yah, but he has an energy for the laziness or the things of life, that is an effeminate man. It's a man of effeminate nature. Because when the enemy arises, he will not stand up against the enemy. He will not combat the forces of hell. So we need men today that scripture calls men that are warriors unto Yah. An effeminate man is not a warrior. He can never be a warrior. His actions, his posture denotes his feminality. The man of character and strength, you can tell an officer because he walks different than the soldier. You can tell an officer because his attitude is different than the enlisted man. His uniform is more crisp, is sharper than the soldier man. And that's a fact. He has a distinguished walk. And so are the Gerbers or the warriors of Yah. They must have a distinctive character. It is not denoted by this laziness and this kind of easygoing. That's what the words Amal. It represents Amal. It represents this kind of easiness, this slothfulness, and this effeminate way. It doesn't represent the character of Yahshua. Their thinking is an easy, it is a subdued kind of a thinking. When a man rejoices in Yahshua, it's because there's a light of fire in him. And the fire burns deep in his belly, and he rejoices in the power of Yahshua. Hallelujah. So there cannot be an effeminate man is not a friend of Yah. He is not a Reach. He has no intimacy with Yah. And when one is a friend of the world, they have no intimacy with Yah. None whatsoever. I don't give a damn what they say. This is a wicked generation. And I don't care how you think of my posture, my way of delivery, it makes no difference at all. I had a precious brother, Brother Shaul, calls me yesterday. He says to me, Pastor Robert, and as he called, he had sent an offering for $100 sitting right there in front of me. He said, I simply want to call you and say, Ahava, I love you. And I told you for the truth. He said, in my presentations now, I'm doing more preaching than literally talking about the diet. Because Shaul, when he came to this man of Yah, when he began to reprove him, he set his house in order, his whole life changed. His whole situation changed. Everything. And he is so appreciative of that. Because there's power in the word of Yah. There's power when you hear the servant of Almighty Yahweh. There's great power. I was thinking about Sister Dot lately, and especially today and yesterday. And I've watched over the years, even her husband not understanding. But she has done what I commanded her to do. She has not resisted the man. If he wanted to put up a tree, let him put it up. If he say the sisters cannot pray, they cannot pray there. You don't combat him. You don't fight against him. And because of that, we can see, I can see, I can begin to see the evolution. No, he doesn't know how to express things like most men. But I see the change and I can see the hand of Yah because you obeyed. And that is why you understand he appreciates me more than those that say they love Yah. He honors me greatly. He was doing me a hook one day and he was literally trembling. And I knew why was that. And so I speak comfort to the man because you have obeyed. Hallelujah. I said to Sister Dunn, Sister Horner last week, I said, I know I'm rough around the edges, but that's all right. I'm a warrior. I'm not worried about bathing. I'm not worried about how I smell. I'm worried about the savoring smell of Yeshua. That's what I'm worrying about. Nothing else. Oh, well, she has to have confidence in me to come the way she does. Her husband has to have confidence to make sure she has gas. And not only that, but his tithes from his offerings that she pays. And I said to him, she gives offerings. He said, that has nothing to do with me. Nothing at all. Has nothing. You understand, Sister Horn, even though in battles at time, she has confidence that I will do rights even by your daughter. And no vile serpent of hell is going to touch her. You're going to have to come through me. You understand. And if there's a man, even if he comes to take her, I don't want that. But if it happens, he must be a man. He must be tried by this man. He has to be a man. You understand. He will be a man. And she will know that he is a man. Because I will tell her, he's a man. That's a GM. Hallelujah. And so when I watch the spirit of this generation, you understand I can appreciate that. You know, that gives me great strength because that is what the daughters of Zion are for. They ought to be the help meet. When they help meet their husband man, their Akka or their Ish, when they strengthen him by their faithfulness and obedience unto Yah makes a strong man. And strong men like strong men. I like being around strong men. I don't want to be around effeminate men. Because a man can change his character. How does a young man change his ways? How does a young man alter his ways? By taking heed to the word of Yah. By listening to what Yahweh commands. That's how he takes heed. That's how his ways are changed. That's how his mind, his concepts are altered. That's how you become a friend of Almighty Yahweh. You cannot hear Yah, you're not his friend. A servant knows not what the master does. Yeshua says, you are my friend. You are my Reach. You are intimate with me. You are my special ones. You are the ones that I have a bond to and a knit. And I will esteem you because I know you will esteem me. That's what friends do. They esteem one another. They lift up each other. Now, frankly, I don't give a damn what this wicked world thinks of me. Your sons, your wicked daughters, it makes no difference. And let me tell you something. I'm going to be here and preach for as long as y'all intend for me to preach. Now, because you don't think I should be your wicked son or your wicked daughter, tell them to go to hell. Every last one of them, to hell with them. Hallelujah. They're damned on the way to hell anyway. Hallelujah. 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 To hell with them. We were talking the other day and I said to Brother Dale, he said, you know, Pastor Roberts, and I remember making this statement when we came here. He said, well, you made that statement. I stopped doing that then because we were talking about something. We were talking about an issue. He said, you know, when you said that, he said, man, no more of that. See, that's a wise man that receive instructions and the counsel of Yah. They receive that. They understand the purpose of wisdom. It promotes them. Or you think, come on, when I was at my zenith in basketball, I want to play against him. Why? Because he was tough. He was strong. He was a ball player. And now I want to play with him. Why? Because he's younger. He's still strong. Although the other day he looked like an old man like me, I said. He could hardly move. You know, it's something about when one has a sincere desire. I said to this young brother, I said, your belly's showing, man, when you jump. I said, no, no, no. Brother Allah, give me a shirt. Put it on. He said, Pastor, I'll take care of that. I said, no. You come on, brother. I want those sisters seeing that. Hallelujah. He got that down. He said, see there? I said, all right. We'll go with that. And we sat out there for about a half an hour, he and I, just dialoguing and talking. Just talking about the things of Yah and the beauty of Almighty Yahweh and the strength of Yah. You see, that's what a warrior, he prepares, always preparing for battle. He always prepares for battle. He always. There's nothing like those of great strength unto Israel, the daughters of Tizayan, that understand, well, you don't know what this sister, that one has said. I know what you said. What difference does it make? Hallelujah. It doesn't make any difference what someone has said. I've said things out of my anger to my wife. Come on, it was wrong. And you're full of hypocrisy, yeah? That's what you're full of, your damnable hypocrisy. I don't back down now. You understand. Not one bit. As I said, that's the only way that even Justin, if he would even have a chance at even allowing to come in because of her faithfulness, because of her submission. They're you that I would not allow because you're wicked. Your words are vile. You're unscrupulous. You have no tenets of righteousness. I would not. Period. Because if you respond this way, you see, she's never responded to me in any kind of way but right. Even though in her battle, she's just responded right. She's never talking to me in a vile way. Never. 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 Because there's always been the fear of Yah there. Hallelujah. So be the fear of Yah. He that rules well, he that guides you in the word of Yah, and I want no honor. I want no honor. Scripture says he's worthy of double kabod. You understand? Because she's never talked to me that way. Because if she talks to me that way, then if he comes back, she will talk to me that way. But she will not. You see, she's never talked to me that way. You understand? She hasn't. That some of her age have talked to me that way. Because they have not the truth. Hallelujah. And that's the only reason. Because of the faithfulness of these men. Hallelujah. That's right. Talking about Brother Ellen, I said, you know, his love for his wife is, I like his love for his wife because it's almost juvenile and innocent. What about me? I'm talking about this man. I'm talking about him. Not, I don't care to hell with Sister Horn. I say that anyway. She doesn't influence the way I speak. You're a fool if you think that. Not even Sister Roberts. But I think about his innocence of his love towards his wife. It's an innocent love. I like it. He doesn't even understand the parameters of it, but he's innocent. But I said to Brother Patrick, I don't say that because of you. He's not the reason I say that. I don't need Brother Patrick to promote me, neither Deacon Horn. I need truth to promote what's in me, and that is the living power of Yeshua HaMashiach. Because he's my friend. He lets me know how by truth revealed, by the witness of his Ruach, and it brings comfort to my love. That's why we need men of strength. And a man of strength, he will be a reach. He'll be a friend. He understands intimacy. He understands the embracing of a brother and the kadosh kiss when he kisses a man. All the women are embraced like mine. Come on, embrace this. Most people seeing that, they will not believe that it is. Why would men embrace like that? That is the strength of a man. An effeminate man doesn't know how to do that. Because he's effeminate. He has not the strength of Yah. The wife is the helpmeet. In the book of Yashar, it talks about, it is not two separate words. It is one word. She is the succor. She is like a succor. She is like a succor. S-U-C-C-O-R. Succor. 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 That's what she is. She is the helpmeet. She is a succor. And Yah is our helper. He is our succor. He's a succor. Succor. And that's what she is. She's a helpmeet. She's a helpmeet. She's a helpmeet. She's a succor. She strengthens. She brings about great comfort to the man. I said to my wife one day, we were out. I said, Sister Roberts, there are women in Atlanta, five women to one man. And let me tell you, daughters of Zion, unless you make yourself a wife, you will never, period, get a husband man. There are five women to every one woman in Atlanta. Five women to every one man. And I'm talking about women that what the world call voluptuous, the figures, they're active, they own things, they have homes and vehicles and things of that nature. And I listened to this young woman, she was 24, 25. I saw just a little clip of it. She says that she was a very attractive woman. She says, it's five of us to every one of them. And so they have no intentions. No intentions to intrigue us aright. Because they know that there are many of us and few of them. And we all want one of them. That's why when a man finds a wife, even though they're wicked, the one that they consider wife material, they will not entreat her like they do the rest of them. You understand? It is one thing that a man despises nothing more than one that is not genuine in their efforts and their approach. It is by your set of partners, your willingness to obey Yah, that man, Scripture says it, if it's not so, it's a lie, that he will be won. Your tenacity, your straightforwardness, your willingness, your faithfulness unto Yah, if he ever sense a falseness there, men are that way. She's always been a damn hypocrite. And it will never be productive in the man's life. That's why you fight the battle of Emunah. You press on even his strength because of your succor. He derives strength from your succor. And if you did not cause strength to arise or derive from that to him, then he will be as effeminate and punkish as any man. That's what it will be. And that's what punkish men do. They go away from their wives. I said again, that's what punkish men do. Because she has not been a wife. She has not presented herself as a wife. She's an Isabel running her damnable mouth. Lies and rejecting the command of the Torah of the head of the man. And she produces a superficially feminine thing. You will see it in her as well. You see a strong man, you'll see a strong woman. Sure you will. What are you, Pastor Roberts? Well, I'm a strong man. Because I know I'm weak. Hallelujah. My strength derives not from inability of David Roberts, but from the power of his immense, his truth. I won't back down for that. Any of you. Hallelujah. So I want my woman to represent me, not me represent her. Hallelujah. And I said again, I don't want her wearing the twisted faggotism clothing that in these stores. That's what I said. I did not say that I didn't want all sisters doing that. That's up to the brothers. But for us, my wife, she's going to make hers. Hallelujah. That's what I said. That's what I said. That she will wear that. Hallelujah. Because I will not buy one stitch. Hallelujah. Simple and beautiful. That's what Yah wants. I'm not trying to appeal to the world. I'm trying to appeal unto Yah. I want to be right. I want to be a reach, a friend of Yahweh. I want him to talk to me face to face. And when Yah talks to a friend face to face, there is impact what Yahshua speaks to us in this living truth. There's impact. It is impactual in our lives. It produces an abundance of great fruit. It produces an abundance of mighty fruit. It produces the power of Yah to resist the powers of hell, to tread upon serpents, to bind the adversary of darkness, to lay hands, to pray, to speak the word of truth. That's what it does. Hallelujah. Not based upon some emotionalism, but it's based upon the friendship, the reach of Yah with Yisrael. And he wants to be a friend to Yisrael. It's what he wants to be a friend to Yisrael. And he wants strong men, not effeminate men, not men that defies the imat of Yah to satisfy an Isabel spirit or spirit that is outside of the parameter of the will of Yah. He doesn't want that, daughter. He wants you to obey, submit unto Ahava, to honor your man. There's nothing greater than that. It creates a mighty strength in you. Hallelujah. You understand the virtuousness of a woman. You see this daughter to Zion, that her husband trusts her with a checkbook. She, the virtuous woman in Mishli, her husband trusted her with the affairs of the house. We are an ignorant jackass of a people. We read, but we don't have no understanding because we don't have the ability to hear. Even though he may not know how to express that, but he trusts that. He trusts that. Because of the virtuousness. You know why? Because he knows that you will never turn into evil. All of his life. Does it say that in the book? That I'm right. The ones that they don't trust, they know they will do them evil. He trusts you. Because of the virtuousness and the nature of Yah. Hallelujah. Well, I don't back down for anyone. No one. Not one at all. So I want my woman to dress like that. For me. She's not dressing for no other man. But me. No one else. I don't want to impress no man. But me. That's why. I want to dress like that. This woman. So Jezebel, this is an ignorant people. You hear what you don't hear. You think you have understanding, but you don't. I want to impress me. That's it. No one else. No other man. No one else. I don't care what any woman thinks of me. It makes no difference. I want to impress her. Hallelujah. I want her accolades. Hallelujah. So we need men of strength that are not effeminate. That will produce this mighty character of Yah. It says, listen to this. It says in First Corinthians. Just listen. Shaul says, do you not, Yada, know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of Yah? Those that defy the Torah of Yah, they walk in their unscrupulous mindset. They speak evil and wickedness of dignities. They rebel against the Torah of Yah. They draw from a belly of evil corruption because their minds are evil. Their thoughts are evil because they're full of lies because they're of their father, Shatan. So no man that operates outside of the Ruach of Yahshua is going to enter into the kingdom. No man at all. No woman at all. No unrighteous thing. Well, what is unrighteous? We know that the Torah of Yah is Tzaddik. So man must abide in the Torah, the instructions, and the counsel of Yah. If he abides not in that, he is an unrighteous man. He is an effeminate man. He is lazy when it comes to Yah. His house is not, his house of his voice doesn't dispense the Torah of Yah. He is lazy. He has no power over his helpmate to tell her to be quiet, and she talks and she despises what he instructed. That is the spirit of a pure Jezebel. Daughters of Zion, when the husband says, just be quiet, leave it alone, leave it alone. You think because of your continuous hampering the man, it produces something. It produces a distaste and a dissatisfaction. It makes him despise you. That's why many men will turn away from these Jezebels today. A woman doesn't has to be out there sleeping with every man to be a Jezebel. It is the Ruach that she operates in. It is the spirit. When she doesn't submit herself to the Torah of her head, she's a Jezebel. Okay, who it is? When a man doesn't submit himself to the Torah of his head, Yahshua, he's an effeminate man. He's an effeminate man. I don't care what emotions say. I don't care what feelings say. But it's what the Torah of Yah says. Brother Shaul says, you know, Pastor Roberts, we need more men that speak with this kind of clarity that you speak with. But he said something very interesting. He said, and with the bodaciousness or the vociferousness, with the loudness to proclaim it and to declare it. Not this little melancholy spirit speaks with this intimidated voice. I don't speak that way. And I'm not intimidated by a wicked generation. I love Israel. And that's all. I care for Israel. I care for Israel. Consider the little children. Unless we all become as one of them, Pastor Robert, their faces are Haran, little Josiah and Abner, Toda, for the sandbox. They came to my office, sand everywhere. Pastor Robert, thank you so much for the sandbox. Ma, if they appreciate that little thing and they all can't get in there, then what would they do if they had one double that size? I wanted to find out. Hallelujah. Who do you think you are? Well, I'm the man that Yah has given the order of this place here. Hallelujah. And I will not rescind that to not one Jezebel, or one effeminate man. I will take my charge, and my correction comes by the faithfulness and the obedience of the brothers. That's how I'm corrected daily. And I'm corrected all the time. If it's one man, I said to Brother Yosef, he said to me, it was hot yesterday. It was. And so I went to check the mail. He was laboring laborious there in the sun. And I say to him, Shalom, Brother Yosef, I appreciate that. And he says to me, my pleasure. Hallelujah. And he says, but one thing, Pastor Roberts, what is it, Brother Yosef? He says, I work so much better and quicker by myself because when Nathan comes, we tend to do more talking. What do I do? I said, Brother Yosef, you and young brother Nathan, you talk and work. Get the job done. That's how you do it. Just talk and work. Well, what do I expect? That he's not going to talk? Sure I do. So you talk to Nathan, and then you get the job done. I will say to brothers as we were laboring, they stopped. No, keep working. I can hear you. I can hear what you're saying. So we must yada, we must know that no unrighteous, no man without the power of the instructions of Torah shall enter into the kingdom walk. That his mind is set upon the heavenly things. That his mind envisioned the throne of Yah and the presence of his HaMashiach. Do you not understand they will not inherit or be a partaker of this kingdom power of the Ruach of Yah? They're not going to be a partaker. Yah's house must be set in order. He's a friend. He is a reach unto Israel. He is a reach. He is only intimate with Israel. He has a bond with only Israel. There is an attachment of affection when one is a reach unto the other. When a friend is a friend, the friend promotes the friend. And we promote the world more than we promote each other. Because we have not learned the friendship of Almighty Yahweh. When one is a friend of one favors that one and promotes that one. And they are vivid in the presence of that one. That's what a friend is. Did not the countenance of Moshe change when he stood in the presence of Yah face to face? That's what a friend does. That's what a reach does. Friend changes the countenance. It changes the attitude. You have most wives and husbands and not friends. I will say that. I'm not intimidated or afraid. You have most wives and husbands that are not friends. There's one thing about a man. He needs to be around a man so much he has to be. Then he goes back to the wife. That's the truth. I love being around the brothers. I love being around men. Well, Pastor Roberts, you know the world here, that's to hell with the world. I like being around men. You don't like being around Sister Roberts? Oh, yes, I love being around her. But I love being around men, too. Hallelujah. You can never develop these centers on the character of Yeshua. The woman's character is based upon the strength of a man. And what she does, she feeds him that strength over and over. Rebellious Jezebel, her first priority is unto the man. Not to the child, but to the man. That's what it is. Hallelujah. There's some of you folks that You're so crazy and twisted. Can nobody even say anything to you? I will. I don't, and Yah forbid they say something to one of your young'uns. You get ballistic and fruity as a fruitcake. Hallelujah. That's the way some of y'all are. Period. Hallelujah. I picked up Brother Dolph's boy the day he threw sand at him first. And then he went over there and he didn't call back at him. That's all right. I saw his daddy and mom up there. It make me no different. I picked him up and I wheeled his little backside. And I said, you go there and tell him, I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Brother Dale said, you saw that? Yeah. I do see things too. There are some things I don't want, but I see what I need to see. Hallelujah. So I tanned his hips. Hallelujah. That they may be friends. Enjoy the Sabbath. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, brother, Josiah said, I'm digging your tunnel, Pastor Roberts. I don't know if I can get in there, but that's all right. You dig on. You finish it up, you let me know. Hallelujah. You see, I appreciate those little nuances above everything. I appreciate the faithfulness and the submission of the people of Yah. The things that I appreciate about the daughters of Tizan, their beauty, it is not in what they think their beauty is. It is in the beauty of their Ruach. And their Ruach doesn't speak. It's a beautiful thing. I appreciate that more than anything. I will honor a daughter of Zion. There was a rebellious Jezebel spirit woman that talks and runs her mouth. I despise that. I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't even like that in my wife. I would not let her do that. I will not. You think y'all's going to let us talk to him any kind of way? You think that we're going to reprove Yahshua and say, well, I don't think that's right. You're a damn fool if you think so. Why? Because every word of y'all is pure. And so the unrighteous shall not maybe, there's no possibility there, shall not inherit the kingdom of Yah. And he commands us, be not deceived. Don't be deceived now. Because you think that one is unrighteous, don't be deceived. He said, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, that are all under the spirit on the earth, of adulterers and adulteress. They play with Yah and with the world. They have an affair with the world. And they're satisfied with the wicked because they're enemies of Yah. They're trying to find an entrance into the love of Yah to overthrow him. And to say, well, I don't believe that's right. Well, Pastor Roberts missed it. No, Jezebel, you missed it. I didn't miss one thing. I didn't miss nothing. You missed it. Because you didn't have ear to hear. Now you're a fool, man. I did not miss it. Oh, foolish Galushia. Who have bewitched you? But you should not obey the Torah, the truth. I declare unto you the imats, the counsel, the whole counsel today, that you need to enter into the kingdom. It's a vile thing to dishonor her husband, man. It's a wicked thing to disregard him. And he's an effeminate man to disregard his head, Yahshua. He's a lazy, cowardly thing. He finds his strength in the word. And he teaches that strength to his wife. That's what he does. My wife said to me the other day, she said, you going to teach me that? I said, well, okay, I will, but let me get busy. I got other things to do. Hallelujah. So he feeds her that strength, and someone as well needs to be primed. He can draw from that. She is the succor. That's why when a man finds a wife, he finds an excellent thing, son. And he has favor of Yahweh. She's a gem, a wife, not a sex pan, not a wicked thing. You don't do this, I won't entertain you. What a Jezebel. The scripture says, wife, defraud not your husband. Your husband defraud not your wife before season. The one is given over to fasting. And this wicked generation ain't not, I say it that way, ain't not given over to fasting. Hallelujah. And so they use that as a weapon. You don't do this, I won't do this. That's a Jezebel. That's wicked. I don't care if you don't like me. Mama clapping her hand. That's all right. I'm not afraid. I like to fight. I'm a warrior. I don't mind fighting. I like to fight. I I do. I like excellent battle. And I don't want nobody that's not going to be up to par. That's why I used to like to play against him in basketball. He was always at par. Made me play hard, tough. Now I like to play with him because he brings me up to par now. You understand? He brings me up to par. But as I said in the beginning, the other day when I saw him out there, it looks as though he was rusty, rustier than copper. And copper doesn't get rusty. He's in bad shape. All right. Hallelujah. And so that's what the strength does. That's what the strength emanates from. For when she sees the power of Yeshua in the man, it causes her to regard that greatly. And he caused that to emanate in her. But what is that? That Yeshua came to correct this wicked world. To correct Israel. That's what he came to do. I don't mind not making friends. Because I want a friend. You understand. Even as a young lad, mother, I've always wanted friends. And even in the world, I treated them differently than they did me. I did. Because I thought it was very valuable and important. I always wanted friends. Always. And the only people ever showed me a friendship of kindness was Sister Roberts' mother, even though she despised me. And I understand that. I do. She simply did not know what was being done internally. I knew, but she did not. But she showed me kindness and friendship. She showed me a love that I'd never experienced. I did not know how to receive it, so I rejected it until Yah broke me. Even in all of my ignorance, He broke me that I could understand that and receive it. You never know the Ahava of Yah. And that Ahava is more than an expression of love. It is what emanates, or the power of His intimacy with us that flows, that is beyond expressive terminology unto man. But we know that He cares for us. His Ahava is one that I care for you. I don't know how to say it any other way, but I care for you. And it's greater than your mind could ever imagine or you ever understand. So Yada, that no unrighteous man, no unrighteous woman is going into the kingdom, neither any na'af or any fornicator or an idolatrous one that operates in the spirit of fornication or na'af. And what that na'af is this idolatrous spirit. They go away from the Torah of Yah. And they began to establish their own vow unrighteousness and say that this is right to do. It's not right to do. They reject the Torah of Yah. They despise it. So they shall not, or idolatrous, or any kind of adulteress, na'af, that is an idolatrous one that has not the mind of Yeshua, one that has no commitment. That's what an adulterous man is. He has no commitment at all. He says, I want you to understand, nor effeminate, nor a man. A man that is lazy when it comes to the things of Yah. A man that is unscrupulous. He has no character of Yahshua. When a man is unscrupulous, he is unprincipled. His principles are not based in Torah. They're based from an evil conscience that is cunning and wicked. When a man is scrupulous, he has principles. He judges, he scours everything. When a man is unscrupulous, he has no principles. He is a man that is a man. His life emanates a laziness. There's a laziness to his life. You don't have to say all mine. It makes no difference. It makes no difference. Correct Israel, yeah. In that judgment. He's angry with the wicked, the Russia, criminals that lies, speak when they ought not to speak, say things that they're wicked as hell. They're cowardly. That's what they are. I despise cowards. Who want a coward dog? I like dogs, but I want a dog that's going to take care of business too. Hallelujah. And I want him to know when he stands before me who the Master is. I'm the man. You're the dog. Sit. Now you don't tell me to sit. I tell you to sit. True Yahshua. Even the dogs desire the crumbs that fall from the table. So no effeminate man. No man that is so easy doing that when it comes to the Torah, yeah, you say, well, okay. That's an effeminate, unconscious man according to the Torah. Yah is the head of Yahshua. Yahshua is the head of man. Man is the head of woman. I don't give a damn what women live say. If they're so liberated, then why are they in the bondage they're in? No husbands. Babies out of both draw legs. No men because they've been raised effeminate. I don't care what a young man. I don't care what he thinks. He says, mother, that basketball player, LeBron James, was a game. I didn't see the game, but I read it. His mother, because this ball player, Paul Pierce, grabbed him, prevented him from an easy basket. So his Jezebel mama runs out there and calls us up protecting him. He said, woman, you don't set your mom. He did not talk to her friendly. You see, he was a man not because, even though he said, I love mom and all that, the reason that he has the character he did because there were strong men, his coaches. There were men in his life. There were those that he confided in. And all of the young men that run his businesses, they are men. They're his counterparts. They grew up with him. He said, you go to college and you understand the finances. You go for that. You go for that. No woman can teach a man how to love his wife. No young man can learn how to, the responsibility of a man. He cannot learn that from his mother. He learns that from the avat or man in his life. He cannot. And so what you have today, you have many feminine men because they have not learned the ways of Yah. Hallelujah. They have not the strength of Yah. They don't have the character of Yahshua because they don't have that. Even though I was a wicked man, there were men in my life, even though they were wicked, but they were men. And they had a certain character that I just like. I like the way they dress. I like the way they talk. I like the way they would sit down and cross their legs. I like those kinds of things. And so I would imitate them. I would emulate them. So there were things that they would do that I would copy and incorporate that in my life. I didn't want to sit like a woman with my legs crossed down here. I wanted to sit like a man with them crossed here. And they were rare back. So I did it that way. Hallelujah. No effeminate man. So if one walks in this characteristic, then they're friends of Yah. And if anyone associate with this idolatrous one that denies Yah, and we have this intimacy with him, to hell with your wicked daughters and sons. Go to hell, every last one of them. Hallelujah. To hell with them. Jezebels that deny Yah, this Yahweh, this thing. Go to hell, Jezebel. Dog. Oh, you can be intimate with the dogs. I don't give a damn. I will not. Hallelujah. He won't talk to them. I will not talk to them. They didn't talk when they were here. You know, it reminds me of my natural mother and my aunts. And this run through every natural family. You hypocrites can say what you want to among sisters, among brothers. My aunt would almost rejoice when my mother's children would fall under the depravity of some foolishness. Well, I can knock on wood. You fool, knock on wood for what? You need to get on your knees. That my Jimmy, he's doing nice, and my Robin. Well, I just knock on wood and I thank the Lord. So they would almost, because it was this insidious wickedness, that they say they loved each other. I used to look at that, even a young person, I'd say, these are fools. They have no ahava. Well, I know you said that about Jimmy, but he ain't that bad. What about David did that? That's how stupid they are. But yet they say their sister, they're jackasses. It was dumb as hell. Well, I know he did wrong, but you didn't have to punish him like that. Couple one, what do you think your sister's gonna do to the
hard-headed young'un.
Oh, you get quiet hypocrites, but it makes no difference at all. Hallelujah. You're full of hell. You're full of wickedness. And they say they love their sister. They're damn liars. They don't even trust each other. So if you don't trust them, what do I care about you? I know you don't trust me, so the hell with you. You say, yeah, I talk like that. That's what the world says. Get out of my face. That's what Yah's going to say. And I will watch these little, this folly among them. And I say, and even though I was wicked, says that. I didn't know Yah, but I knew that was something. That was something that was insane about that. That wasn't right. I knew that wasn't right. And even though I was wicked, I would say, yeah. Of course, back then I would say, quote, God, unquote. I don't want to be like this. I don't want to be like that. I recall my sister when her 8-year-old boy, 9, said to her, if you touch me, I'll have you locked up. So she calls me, David. I said, I'm not touching the fool. I'm not touching the fool. He's a fool. You have a chance to tan his ass, you would not do it. Now you've created this prison and everything, drugs and everything. I said, I'm not touching him. She ran away from home for 2 or 3 days. They didn't know where she was. I said, you think I will touch this fool when he talks to his mammy this way? I said, that's what you all get, grandmammy. That's what you get, grandmammy. That's what you raise the heathen. And that's what you're going to have. Don't call me. And I meant that. So they say they love each other, but they're liars. They're flat out full of hypocrisy. Lies! Well, why would an uncle say to his brother's son, boy, stop that. I bust your butt. And if the uncle knows his brother, when he see him busting his boy's butt, he'll say, in my days they did that. What did he do, Jim? What did he do? What's up, bro? What'd the boy do? He threw that rock over there and hit that car, and I told him something. He did it again. He said, boy, I'd bust. He would slap him inside the head. Sure he would. Miss Brooks, she didn't have to get my mother's approval. My mother trusts Miss Brooks because she borrowed sugar from Miss Brooks. Miss Brooks, go over there and tell Miss Brooks, send me a cup of sugar. I'll pay her back. She didn't question the validity of Miss McCarroll's words. This damn foolish generation birthed out of darkness, their minds, folly and hellishness. Take us back to the women of those days, y'all. Hallelujah. They did labor. You see what they want to about the men? They would labor. Sure they would. They're not effeminate men. Hallelujah. So these men that have this depravity, and they're stimulated by depravity. That's what an effeminate man is. He's stimulated by defying the Torah of Yah. And it makes him feel well to defy it. That's what it does. Like Nabal, this wicked Jezebel wife. We'll just take his vineyard. You're not taking nothing from Yah. Nothing at all. That's why he's not even allowing the world to hear. If he loves us, he's going to correct us, elder. He's not correcting fools. Because it was one thing when my mother would whip my heart. And when she would take that switch and say, take the shirt off. That made me think. And so when Yah said, it is his rod and his staff. That comforts us. And yet that is not the comforting of Israel today. They're comforted by every kind of wicked friendship of the world. They're comforted by the adulterers. They're comforted by the whoremongers. They let Jezebel, wicked, lying daughters and sons. They're comforted by their Jezebel, spirits, their idolatry. The abominable vow, wicked things of hell. Their pant wearing, whorish wickedness. They're comforted by that. They have intimacy with that. And they don't even know to have intimacy with the people of Yah. A damn fool. I don't want them to have intimacy with me. Oh, foolish Galusia, who have bewitched you, that you should not obey the truth. We have opportunity to do top unto all men, but especially the house of Israel. We ought to have a great love for Israel. I will not let Sister Horn down. She ain't going nowhere. I said to the brothers, I need her around. I need sisters like you. I need that around me. Because it shows me that there's a sign. It's one thing about a woman. She has two, as they say, two X chromosomes. But a man has a Y and an X chromosome. Is that right, Yosef? Oh, the biology then, all right? But he has both. So there's a tenderness, a woman has a tender side and a feminine side. A man, he can even revert to the feminine or the tender side or the strong, wise side. You need a man that's balanced. And that's why you need daughters of Zion that love Yah, and their beauty is expressed, and their obedience and their character, their walk, and not these damn Jezebels that rend their damn mouths. You need a man with character, and that hears what Yahshua says. And he's not an effeminate, punkish thing. He's not a lazy thing that walks lazy, acts lazy. Yes. Pastor Roberts, you get up. Yeah, I get up sometime. I'm walking like that because of what I'm doing. I watched him last night. He got off that cart. He said, I'm coming. I said, no, you ain't here. He got off that cart, man. He was barely. Hallelujah. When the battles of life, let's think about that song this morning. Life is over. When the battles of life is over. When the battles of life, they're over. You know that I am going to wear my crown. Well, I was thinking about Evangel Home when I was thinking about that. Because his family was in my mind. His daughter, we're going to keep you here, sister. Hallelujah. And so my thoughts were on Evangelist Horn. And there's one thing I can say about him. He was always very intimate with me. I could be hard as a battle axe. And yet the next minute I could confide in him. And he would console me. He would. That's the way he was. I could be mad at him this moment. And the next moment, I could consult. Get a consulting from him. For his tenderness. Sure was there. Hallelujah. Sure was. That's why I say to the brother, we need a precious brother like Brother Yosef. My pleasure. Maybe I can't do it like Deacon Horn or Deacon Billy. But my pleasure. That's all right. You're not first time to come here, Brother Yosef. Because my pleasure. And he means that. It's not superficial. It's genuine. Pastor, I don't mean to tell on Nathan. I don't mean to get him in trouble. Tell me, because he's already in trouble. He's got to deal with me now. But I told Nathan, and Nathan, come here, Nathan. But the next time I will bust your head, boy. Well, he understands that. I got to deal with him like a young man now. That's what he is. You showed him the other day, Deacon Horner, that say, boy, I show you a few tricks. He cannot even stand the pressure that this man would put on him. Hallelujah. I still got him until I'm 60 at least. Hallelujah. And so when one has this effeminate mindset, this spirit that is unscrupulous, this amal, he has despise for the Torah. He rejects that. Because scripture is clear in its application. Yaakov said, as I remind us, listen. He called this generation and Yisrael. We must understand that this letter was written unto Yisrael. He says, you adulterous, you know us, an adulterous. You idolatrous worship that you worship what is mine. I, myself, me, my. This is mine. He said, do you not understand? Yada, you not. He already identified what they were. They were adulterous. And they were adulterous. They were na'af. And that's what he's talking to, a generation of idolatrous practicing people. Did they get a great feeling because of their hoist sons and daughters? He's playing basketball and they get goosebumps. She made rank or she's a police officer now, and they get inspired by that and they get goosebumps. You hypocrites, don't sit here and tell me I'm wrong, not I. That you're the one. The one that say not I, you, that's the one. Do you understand? The one that say not me, that is the one. That's the one you watch. Because they're superficial. The false. That one. You think they care for you. They don't. It is an adulteress you're dealing with. It is a man that defies the Torah of his head. That's what an adulterous man does. He defies the faithfulness of the bond and the vow that Yeshua has given man. I will be your head. And that's what an adulterous woman is. She defies the strength of her authority over her heads. And she goes in a different direction. I recall back one day that you were having prayers at the different houses. And your husband, I understand the man, because I was that way. I don't like, I was the type, you visit for a moment, go home. I don't like all that. And that's the way he is. Brother Dale doesn't know anything about dressing a shoe or soul dressing for a shoe. He learned it from his daddy. You understand. He dressed that way because of his daddy. His daddy's neat. His daddy's neat man. And so you say to me, Pastor Robert, he doesn't want us to have prayer. I say, well, then you don't have prayer. You don't defy that man. You obey him. Shalom to live there. Hallelujah. He takes care of you. He doesn't circumvent you from coming. He doesn't blast this place. Anything he said, man, he will tell me, they know the preacher like this, man. And if I go anywhere, it'll be there. That's what he says. And so I said, you don't defy him. You do what he tells you, sister. That's not a difficult job. Just obey him. And because she did that, then he said, I tell you what, daddy, you'll have it here. Then he went and bought them. I recall bought them pizza and all of that. You see, I recall that. I recall that. I don't forget things like that. You understand? You forget things like that, but I do not. I don't forget things like that. See, because I see the seed already. I see the seed sown already. He's going to save all Israel. All Israel. That fruitcake son of yours ever walk in my presence be only because of you, man. That's why. That's the truth. That you will not deal with them. Period. And I'm unapologetic about that. He calls Israel na'af. Unfaithful to Yah, men. They're not committed to Yah. They are not sincere with Yah. And this adulterous spirit of the woman, she doesn't know the rule of her husband. She has no great compassion. She cares for everything but him. She looks after her own ways. But the virtuous woman, she looks well to the way of her home. She looks well to the way of her home. She looks well to the way of her ba'atz. You understand? And even in all of his opposition and his oppressing her, because of her beauty and because of her ornaments, she doesn't fight against him. And that is what smite his lab, because the quiet answer turned away wrath. But when a woman walks into Jezebel's spirit trying to match her husband, trying to match the man, trying to convince him her way, she is not even a Jezebel. She's not even an adulterous woman. You all get quiet, but it makes no difference. So he identifies them already as adulterous and adulterous. He said, don't you understand that the friendship of the world, the reach, your intimacy with the world, your great passion for the world, your exaltation. Oh, buddy called me the other day and he got a nice, oh, he's doing well. You understand that? Your reach, your friendship of the world, this is not me. This is what the word of Yah says. Your friendship, your ra'ah of the world. It is enmity, it is oban, it is a hatred with Yah. And whosoever there will be a friend, ra'ah of the world, is an oyeb, an enemy. One that fiercely hates Yah. One that wants to overthrow Yah. One that is not intimate with Yah. You hate Yah. You can deduct from that what you want to. You can try to dissect it. This is what the word of Yah says. But that's my mother. Yahshua said, who is my mother? Who is my brother? Who is my sister? They that hear the word, they that do the will of Yah, the same is my Ima. The same is my Ish. And the same is my Isha. The same is my brother, my Ach. They don't do the will of Yah. They're not my brothers and sisters. They're not. Period. They're not my kinsmen. They're not of the house of Israel. You give a damn if it's your son, your daughter, makes no difference. They're enemies against Yah. And you're intimate with them because you're an enemy. You're an adulterous man. You're an adulterous woman. You're not even faithful to your husband because you will lie to him. You will lie on anyone. Listen to me, sisters. I'll tell you all. The way that a woman, even her attitude was different than this Jezebel spirit today. I've never seen such a spirit that think they can rise up in the face of a man and talk any kind of way. And if you talk to me that way, you'll talk to anyone that way. You have no fear at all. You will never have a husband. You may have a bad woman, but you'll never have a husband. Because you're not even a wife. When a man finds a wife, he finds a tough thing. And that's favor of Yah. You understand? Hallelujah. When I was a kid, even a drunk woman would not talk that way. Ah, leave me, woman, I'll slap your hips. Better get on up from here. Shut your mouth. I recall seeing that in the neighborhood. And she would shut her mouth. Willie could be drunk, and that's Sister Robert's natural father's name, Willie. He get drunk. Come on, no woman's around that. Willie, you need to stop that. No. Man would say, Willie, you stop that. Quit treating Lily me like that. Don't do it like that now. It was not the strength of a woman, her verbiage, that caused him to stop. It was a man. When a man said that, it did something to him. That's why a man must behold, look how beautiful, how sweet, how pleasant it is for men. There's nothing like men joining arms together, woman, to make you a strong man. And a husband, man. But a man is lazy and segregate himself from men, he's effeminate because his garment is going to be uncovered. Hallelujah. Oh, I will. Ain't no slowing down. Hallelujah. When a man has the character of a man, he wants to be around those that will strengthen him. Hallelujah. If I was going to be a power lifter, well, I don't want to power lift with someone that can only lift 50 pounds. I want someone that can lift 100 pounds. Because that's going to inspire me to go to 100. Even though all I can lift is 50, I'd rather have a man that can lift 100. Because that's going to be my inspiration. If I got a man that can lift 25, I'm lifting 50, then I'm going to get his grief, get him, because I want to show off to him I'm stronger than you. That's not the issue. I want a man stronger than me. Hallelujah. And so I know as long as I'm in the company with brothers, they're going to grow stronger. They're going to grow exponentially. Why? Because I correct, I reprove. Everything, I show them the order of it. I show them what ought to be derived from. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Everything. Everything. I don't care if it's picking okra. I don't care if it's picking beans. I don't care if it's on the peach trees or it's weeding. Makes no difference. Everything in life, we learn from it. If there's one thing an evangelist husband taught me, he said, Brother Roberts, you look at the natural parallels, you will see the insight of the spiritual realm if you pay attention, young brother. And I've never forgotten that. Never. And so I look at the natural paradigm to see the spiritual revelation. Even in those natural paradigm, that's what I do. Hallelujah. So this is not Yaakov speaking from his own strength. He speaks by the Ruach of Yah. An adulterous man and an adulterous woman will be friends of the world. They're intimate with the world. They care for the world. They enjoy the presence of the world. They enjoy the fellowship of the world. They enjoy the eating of the world. They enjoy the filth of the world. That's what they enjoy. Hallelujah. Even in my days, the daughter was a hoe. The Bible said, you can't come here. She would say that. If she did something shameful, or there are women that have done things shamefully, they fell in sin. We all have fallen into sin. There are men. We've done youthful folly. Hallelujah. The difference between someone falling in the sin and we'll continue in the path of that. It's a different thing. There are women that have fell overnight one time, the first time, and then there's something that arose out of that. But then they're not continuing that path. There are those that have done it, and they just continue to fall that way. Come. They're foolish women. They're late with sin. They're full of folly. And they know not Yah. Hallelujah. And those that do not fall prey to that bondage again, because there's a principle. They're not unprincipled. Even as I've said also over the many years, if one has a constitution, what is the constitution? There are principles of strength that they rely upon.
And they are so, they entrust those principles so dearly. They will not defy the principles or the root of the principles. And they have great strength. And they're admirable. You understand? But when you find one that is adulterous and an adulteress, they are unscrupulous. They are unprincipled. They have no principle. None whatsoever. You see, I feel very uncomfortable with those that are outside of the commonwealth of Israel. I don't want their, I don't want them touching me. I don't want the offensive. I don't want them. I really don't. Hallelujah. Because y'all say, if you're their friend, if you're intimate with them, how is it that you'll be intimate with a wicked son or daughter, or your wicked mama, and you're not intimate with your own husband or your wife? You're a fool. You're a fool. How is it that they will strengthen you and there's a great euphoric, but the word of Yah doesn't strengthen you, that there's no great euphoric or no reaction to the word? You are a silly jackass. That's what we are. Period. But are they eating the chitlins and the pig foot? Yeah, the pig foots. Oh, you get excited about that. Hallelujah. She dressed like a little hoe and got her nails done and pedicures on her toes and all that. And oh, she just looks so cute. She's a hoe. That's what a hoe does. She's dressing that way. To seduce and to draw. Don't dress your daughters like hoes. Don't dress them in the worldly fashion. Hallelujah. Some of you parents, you trust the world. You trust your children interacting with them. It's going to be to your destruction. Bottom line. Period. And you're going to watch the same rebelliousness that you've seen with those that left here and the ones that became their friends. You just watch. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't take nothing back. I don't take it back for one man. Not even for this man. That's why I like being around brothers, so that makes me stronger. I don't want to be an effeminate man. I don't want to be that brother. No, sir, I don't want to be effeminate. I don't want to look effeminate. I don't want to be lazy. We sat out there last night till about 10, 15, brother, Dick and Horn and I talking. And I said to them, I said, brothers, you all understand, I love working. I told her, yeah, that I can work. I really do. The sweating, that it does something to me. I like that. Me, I like it. I don't like to wear shirts. Once I stop, I got to take the shirt off. So you may see me change it. I will change this shirt now, let it dry out, put on another one, and let it dry out. So I will put on 3 or 4 shirts in a day. But then I will recycle those shirts for the week. And by the end of the week, they're not smelling real well, all right? So I hang them out so they don't smell. They really don't smell. I can put that on. But I just cannot, as long as I'm working, that's fine. I can work. And I saw to the brothers, and Brother Patrick came a little later. I said to them, I said, brothers, my judgment of my mishpatim would not be honest if I did not come out here and labor with the brothers, because I want to understand and have a sensitivity as to what the brothers do. I know what they do because I've done it. And so it gives me a great delight to get out and labor, and to work and to sweat. It does. What do you fuss at the Washua do? Because I organize and I get things done. No, brothers, don't start there. Come here. Start here. We start together. Because when you start there, it shows me there's a separation already. And we're going to miss more than we're going to get. We're going to work together. Right here. Bonded and knitted. And we go the course of this.